DW.
Next, we turn to a story about the largest ethnic minority in Europe. It's a group that faces racism across the continent, the Roma. For Roma communities, discrimination can also lead to acts of environmental racism. That's when policies lead to environmental hazards that disproportionately harm individuals or groups based on race. When the booming Romanian city of Cluj closed one of the country's biggest landfills, the people who were most affected were Roma residents living next door in a community called Paterat. Many who lived there had been evicted and pushed out of the city and had come to depend on collecting scraps from the landfill to earn a living. But the landfill also leached pollution into the soil and groundwater, contaminating the area and leading to health issues. Now, the Roma are being forced to move on again, and many aren't sure where they'll go. To tell us more about this issue, I'm joined by Vlad Odubescu, a journalist based in Bucharest. Welcome to the program, Vlad.
Thank you.
So you wrote this article looking at racism and environmental justice in regards to Roma communities in Romania. For listeners who maybe don't know or who aren't as familiar, who are the Roma people?
The Roma people are communities that came to Europe centuries ago. They were slaves, for at least in Romania, for a long time. And often Romanians forget about that and treat them like they are people with no education, but they don't try to understand why they don't have enough education and enough help.
And so in day-to-day life, what sort of discrimination do Roma communities face?
A recent study found that 7 out of 10 Romanians don't trust Roma. And a lot of them wouldn't want them as neighbors. And this is very common. I was talking with a real estate agent, for instance. The first thing that a house owner would tell you, he would say, "We have no Roma here, it's safe." One of the first things that we are told as children is that if you don't act properly, we would give you to a Roma. It's a sort of a silent discrimination. As it happens in Cluj, it's not, people don't talk about these evictions a lot. They don't talk about the way that they feel about Roma, but they wouldn't have them as friends. They wouldn't like for their children to have them as colleagues in school. Yeah, so they wouldn't want them around in general. We're talking here about around 2 million people out of 20 million in Romania, or less than 20 million. So these people are forced to live in very difficult conditions, physically at the outskirts of the society, of the Romanian society. Not all of them, of course, but this is very common.
And what sort of environmental racism do Roma communities face? I mean, are there specific concerns that especially affect these communities?
Yeah, lack of access to water is a huge problem. People have to go kilometers in order to find water and bring it to their families. Also, the quality of air is very bad. There are often fires, especially when it's very hot. And because there are a lot of plastics burning and other dangerous materials, people would get sick or even die because of burns. Also, the fact that they are usually far away from communities, from cities and villages, gives them no access to a doctor, for instance, and that would help them overcome these problems. One recent study found that 22% of people living in a community of Paterat have health issues, chronic disease, and disabilities. So we can easily relate that to the environment problems there.
Wow, 22% you said?
22% of the adults.
So more than 1 in 5 people is dealing with something that's either caused by or worsened by these environmental factors.
People from NGOs working in Paterat, where I went, told me that it's very common that children are sick. Usually it has to do with the lungs, for instance. A lot of things that you would find in a place so affected by pollution.
Can you explain just what is happening in this community that you looked at in Cluj?
Basically, this is a community that was born in the 1960s, in the early 1970s. And the community developed as the city developed. As the industry grew, they managed to find small jobs in cleaning or other types of jobs, but they couldn't afford to live in the city. Then, after the 90s, there was a clear policy from the local authorities to push the Roma communities in the city outside it, in the community that was already formed, this Pataret, which was basically right next to the landfill, a very big landfill near the city. Some of the people are living from collecting metal and plastics, but that's also difficult right now because the major landfill in Pataret closed a few years ago. There are only two temporary landfills, but these are secured, so people cannot enter there and they cannot support their families. And they are not given any other solution to live anywhere else, so they are trapped there.
So they've been evicted but haven't been shown any other place to live.
Yeah. The local NGOs found that only 1% of the total houses in Cluj are social houses. And in the last year, in 2020, there were only 10 apartments which were given to people who needed them out of 350 requests. So there's a huge housing problem in a city that is thriving, economically speaking.
And how do these communities deal with this? Are there groups that are trying to fight against this, trying to get into better conditions? I mean, what kind of work is being done around that right now?
In the last few years, they are trying to fight back, basically. These are people who were evicted from Cluj, which is a major city in Romania. And they managed to organize themselves and they did protests. They sent letters. They presented their situation in the European Parliament. But there are also hundreds of people who cannot react because they don't have the means to do it. They don't have a minimum education which would help them understand how they can proceed. So we have a minority and these people are trying to fight back for the whole community.
Hmm. And you mentioned bringing this to the European Parliament. What sort of action is hoped for there and when would we be looking to see decisions made?
Basically, people going there were trying to determine European authorities to force Romanian authorities to do something about the situation they are dealing with. The people in Pataret managed to sue the local authorities for the evictions that they did over the years. And now they are waiting for a decision of the European Court of Human Rights. We don't know yet when this will happen. We don't have an answer yet.
And I'm curious, what drew you to cover this story in particular?
This contrast between the prosperity of this city. There is this image of Cluj as a city of technology, a city of culture, of concerts, of renewing buildings, public spaces and all of that in Romania. It's largely seen as a model. I wanted to see the other side of Cluj, the one that people don't usually want to see. These are people that were at the outskirts of the city, so the majority wouldn't see them anymore. It's someone told me that it's a sort of magical thinking that people like to adopt. It's basically what you don't see doesn't exist, this kind of thinking. I was interested in how this works, basically. And I was surprised how difficult it was to obtain answers from an administration that is largely seen as very transparent, not when it comes to this. DW.